Eros, Herve also gave me a copy of Listen Humanity in English.
Well, Listen the New Humanity, yeah, a little experimental book. Yeah.
In English. Yeah. One that has been translated and printed in French.
No,
Don, you gave us the other day.
The other day.
And also
we're just catching up to date with the 8 copies of each one of these that we promised to the trust office.
Okay.
And there's 6 more sitting on your desk, and 6 more of the French 5 discourses.
Spanish? Which is in the Spanish?
It's in French and Spanish. French. And the Swiss German people are doing 5 German ones now.
Ah.
And they're all going through this printer that Hervé is manicured, who's doing such a wonderful job.
John, what's the difference between the Listen Humanity and Listen New Humanity?
Oh, infinite. Yeah, after all, Baba did Listen Humanity, and Listen the New Humanity is just a little experimental work, experimental in the sense of, again, trying to do something for people who are not Baba lovers, who have never heard of Baba, but who are unhappy with life, who are idealistic basically in themselves, and looking for some sort of clues to meaning, and trying to build a little bridge over and say, well, somebody has already given all of these clues and the answers, and his name is Baba. And trying to awaken them, that one of the things Baba told us is that it is the age of the new humanity, and use those key words to excite their imagination. So as I say, it's experimental. We'll see what happens.
Wonderful. That we can read them, the one in English. But that is only in English.
It's in English and now in French.
Well, now in French.
Yes, you've got
the one you gave us the other day. That's right. Same thing in French.
Yeah. But incidentally, Mani and all of the rest of you, excuse me, just a little propaganda. I think that perhaps the most exciting thing that's going on here is that we have found that when we do the composition on a computer so that you avoid the typesetting phase, which is terribly expensive, we can get out small editions of Baba books in the range of 1,000 to 2,000 copies at just incredibly inexpensive prices. So any of you who are around any publication projects, for heaven's sake, do study this avenue, because we have cut our budget of what we thought we were going to have to spend on these different things by about 75%.
That's by about
75%. Yes, in other words, we're doing these things for about a quarter of what we originally knew we were going to have. That's exciting.
The price difference makes a big difference, especially
enormous
for Indian Baba lovers too. Like the Showers of Grace that is printed here, handled here, compiled by Banerjee, and Steve helps with the handling of the printing and all. Now it's so good because the Indian Baba lovers can buy that book, give it as gifts. It's wonderful. The book in itself and the whole idea. But it's so cheap because of the price difference.
Yeah. Well, could I give you just one figure, because it's a book that many people have enjoyed, and that's Baba's Listen Humanity. Most everyone's aware of the fact that's been out of print 2-3 years while we've been negotiating different avenues of reprinting it. And Hervé's printer just gave us 3-4 weeks ago a firm price, stitched in the same quality of paper as the Harper Row, $1.40 a copy. When Jimmy Mystery heard that yesterday, he almost went into a state of collapse. Everything, just exactly reproducing the Harper Row edition, $1.40 a copy. And he's the one who did those Spanish discourses, and the quality is impeccable. So really, there's a breakthrough. $1.40 cost. So you can double the price, and it's still under $3. It's incredible. Jimmy says now everybody in India can afford it, finally. So it's a real breakthrough, Mani. It's exciting. And it's Hervé's research work that
brought it. And then your printing is good. I mean, here we have a lot of bother with the proofread so many times, and then they've not done this right, and they've not put the
paper. It goes back to the printer, and he makes a mistake. This way it's under your control, it's on a diskette, and you don't make new mistakes. Well, almost. Yes, because I did one real boo-boo on the French discourses, so I have to retract that.
John, how are some of these things to be available? I'm thinking in the States where we live and where others live, there are people who speak Spanish becoming interested in Baba.
Sherry, our press will have, and Commons will have in her possession in about 3 to 4 weeks, 400 copies of the 5 Spanish discourses. Uh-huh. This is all arranged. Puerto Rico will have 500 copies. Arsenio will have in Mexico City 500 copies. We will keep 500 in Europe. 500 will be down in Malaga instead. I think that adds up to more than we printed in
Spanish. And Valeria is
working on the Italian
yeah. translation. Francesco, our friend, had also come over.
And remember, the German is all translated. French, German, and Spanish are all translated. And as soon as
but
we
is,
get them,
is it done in German? The discourse?
Oh yes, absolutely. That was done by. Lady in Switzerland.
Hmm?
Veronica Bob.
Yes.
She did a beautiful job. Mm. So all of that's going to go on to computer discettes and go out the same method. So they'll be very good quality, but very inexpensive editions. Plus, it's a new day, economics-wise.
Yeah. You see, Baba provides before the need arises. For some of the need we already see, but this provision is making through your wanting to do it and doing it, all these efforts, and is to provide for all who are going to be drawn to Baba,
yeah.
coming to Baba.
Well, we've got the tools now for the first time in foreign languages today.
You know, first we had discourses in a small book in Hebrew.
Yes, Carrie Ben Shammai, her husband did those.
Amazing.
Yeah, a little book of selections of them.
And Hilda Halpern's
That is scheduled to be reprinted. There have been a lot of demands for that because it's been out of print for 10 years. But we'll go through Hervé's same printer. We can afford to do it now.
I'm sure that your new customer is now. I'm sure he's invited to work with
you. Well, Hervé is delighted because the man is getting delighted.
What do you mean?
Everybody's happy because it's good work. We're delighted because it's inexpensive and he's got a lot of work.
A regular computer like you see?
Mine is very much like the one that turn out print type copy, and that's what we're using on the discourses.
And then who would bind it? The binders would bind it.
The printer does the binding as well. Hervé does the design of the binding, incidentally. All of the covers that you see were done by Hervé. You've been working like a dog.